Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and may I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
17025.
Okay, 17025, and I thank you for that information. And one moment, please. And may I also have your first and last name, please?
Sarah, without an H, Kugler, K-U-G-L-E-R.
Okay, thank you so much. And one moment, please. Okay, let's see. All right, I'm still accessing information. All right, and for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
It's one of two, 453 State Street, Enola, E-N-O-L-A, P-A.
Okay. All right, thank you so much for that information. And one moment, please. All right, I'm still accessing information. It'll be just another moment. Okay, let's see. I'm about to get there. All right, so I have gotten an account located that is showing your name, and it shows the address that you verified as both the shipping and the billing address, and our system is showing you're calling about a canceled account for the Bite Sub Meal app, and how can I assist?
What's it for?
It's called the Bite Sub Meal app. It's the result of the customer using their Android or iPhone to complete a survey. They enter a contest. There are items that were offered on the web page there. It shows that the Dyson vacuum was the item that was offered or chosen. And looks like due to an billing attempt, the system closed it out. I think is what happened here.
Well, I've been billed twice. I have nothing.
Well, information is sent to the email that the customer provides on the web page.
Okay.
And it's a monthly subscription until you call and opt out.
Okay, let's cancel that.
Yes, ma'am. The system closed it out March the 11th is the date that it shows that the recurring billing was turned off.
So I'll not be charged on March, right? I don't have to call my charge company. I don't have to call Visa.
March 11th is when it was declined.
Okay.
I didn't look to see what the reason was. Let's see. Usually declined payment just means declined payment. Well, that's just pulling up a whole new.
Yeah, it's been deducted from my account both January and February.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. We're not the ones that issue the survey, but when it was done, it was done some time ago. But it is a monthly charge.
Okay.
However, let's see. February 9. Let's see. February 9 is showing the subscription price of $49.89. If you can check your email, actually, for information. We don't send it manually. But with the app, it has to be downloaded with whatever does come to your email address. But it provides the customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and feel better, helps you to count calories. If you, of course, remember doing something like a survey, I'd be happy to offer a $20 discount, which would be off the subscription. Here we do offer discounts.
I just want to make sure this is canceled. Like I said, I've paid twice.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. The system is already closed out.
It's January the 9th and February the 9th. Each time it was $49.89 deducted.
offered the discount, but the system has already closed it out. I wouldn't be able to reactivate that. Now, I can offer you a courtesy of 35% for the $49.89.
No, you can. No, I don't want anything offered. I just want everything canceled.
Okay. Well, I'll provide you with the confirmation number.
Thank you.
Okay. That is the letter C.
What is?
The letter Hello? C as in cancel. Yes, ma'am. I'm still on the recorded line.
C as in cancel.
920.
920.
431.
131.
431.
431.
Okay, and the last three digits are 344.
344. Okay, do I need your name?
It's Rachel.
Rachel, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. If you want to confirm, we're 24/7 call center. You can call in and speak with another agent. They can confirm that the system has already closed that out for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.